They were not making armor, excuse me. They were making chain mail. And that's what armor was for a long time. And you can even make chain mail yourself. You can get little devices that take wire and put them in little circles, and you just sit there and make the links, and you end up. The problem with chain mail is what? Well, you know, when I cross-dress, oh, no, just kidding. If you put on a heavy sequin dress, if a guy blurts out the answer, it's on bed shaker. Where's all the weight? You have to put on a heavy sequin dress. Shoulders. You know, it's hanging, right? And so chain mail, you know, you had all that weight hanging on you, and so it really impeded your motion. And only slowly, you know, starting at the very earliest in the late part of the last millennium, did we start adding pieces of armor where then you had mail. And so when we get to having armor, body armor, what are you doing? You're putting each piece onto a particular part of your body. And so all of a sudden, your leg is carrying the weight of the leg. And so all of a sudden, the weight is spread around. Also, it gave you a lot more protection. Chainmail, I mean, in either case, you wear a lot of padding under them. But chainmail, obviously, if somebody hits you with a sword from the side, it might not cut through, but give you a big, deep bruise. And in 920, you got a big, deep bruise that's bleeding. You'd be in deep doo-doo, as former President Bush would say. You know, you could die from that. And so obviously, armor is military progress. So there's an arms race going on. And so we'll see parts of that. The only bad thing about this is the last parts of this tape are all about heraldry. They're about all the different insignias and stuff. Because finally, what's the good of doing great heroic deeds unless people can identify who you are? So you want to have unique stuff on your armor.